98.5, it is your country, and welcome into Homegrown on a Tuesday night. Got Brian Randall in the studio. What's up, man?
What's going on?
Man, same old thing. You know, we're just talking, trying to get over these sicknesses. I've had a sinus infection. You've got allergies going on.
Yeah, you never know what's going to pop up. You know, Thursday night, you're like, oh, man. I don't know if I can sing tomorrow.
Gotta love Michigan, man. Gotta love it. But hey, so anyway, this is not your first time on Homegrown, first time with me. So let's get into talking about how you got into music.
Well, I was kind of a late bloomer, if you could say. After high school, I picked up a guitar on eBay for like $50. And I had been writing songs in my head, you know, at a job one time. And I was like, I can do this. You know, I can sing. You know, so I bought a guitar and just bought a chord book, started teaching myself how to do it. And I don't know, like 10 years later, I finally was like, I better put a band together. And so we've been going for this is our third year now with the Brian Randall Band. So
very cool. So, I mean, just what kind of songs were you writing in your head before you even sat down with the guitar?
Yeah, love songs. Probably when I was just getting out of high school, you know, and just writing about love or not getting or finding the right one, you know, kind of thing.
And we're not finding the right one. Right. End up with the wrong one.
Yeah. So, and then you write the song that goes along with it and how she did you wrong or whatever.
All right. So how could you describe that kind of music? Was it something more like what you're hearing from Luke Bryan, or is it something more like a old school kind of Johnny Cash kind of
music? Yeah, more, I would classify myself more as a story writer.
Okay.
Than that kind of stuff. I've been writing a bunch of new stuff. That's what I'm gonna play here today, and a couple of songs I wrote in the last month, and so kind of you know, see how that goes and
so
kind of the
like
direction
balladeer.
I'm going.
Kind of like a balladeer.
Yeah, yeah. I got a gun balladeer song called Copper Horseman, and that's pretty cool. They give it to play. So
what are some of your influences?
I love Travis Tritt. He was like my favorite, you know, growing up, and always liked his music, and I would say that some of my songs would be modeled after him.
And, okay, so you're saying you bought the guitar, bought the chord book and everything, then several years later decided to do the band. Well, you know, what were you doing between then learning how to play and then getting a band together? I mean, have you already been on stage at that point?
Not really. I would say I moved out west to Oregon, what it would have been my sophomore year of college. And I went and worked in Alaska on the fishing boats out there for a year. And I wrote a lot of songs out there, actually, because, I mean, you have nothing but time in your head to just think about stuff. And I had a notebook. And if I had any downtime, I'd write it down. And, you know, I had this whole notebook just filled up and stuff. And so then when I'd get home, I'd grab my guitar and start putting the chords to it, because I still had the melody in my head on them. So I probably wrote 15-20 songs out there, and so then after that I went and I started playing like open mics and stuff out there. I really didn't know anybody, you know, as far as to get a band together, and just didn't even cross my mind really. I just concentrated on writing and playing and stuff like that, and moved back home. I got a wife and kids, and you know, and it's like, I'm getting too old and I'm too good to to be sitting around doing nothing.
Get off the sidelines, get up on the stage.
Yeah, pretty much. So started it. I put an ad on Facebook, you know, looking for a drummer or, you know, any band. And a friend of mine from, we grew up just a quarter mile down the road and as kids. And we got together and started jamming. And a couple of weeks later, we found a guitar player and his dad played bass. And, you know, that was it. We've had a few guitar players since then, but
and guitar players come and go all the time.
Yeah, so but we're pretty solid now, and we got a sound. I mean, we can't. You put us out on an open stage with no restrictions, we will blow your mind.
Well, all right. Well, let's go ahead and hear something. What are you going to do for us first?
First one here is called "Bring Me Down," and I wrote it looking out the window this cold, cold winter. And I was like, man, I can't wait for summer, you know, and the beach and the sun and all that stuff. So that's kind of what sparked this one, and that's a call. Can't bring me down.
All right, Brian Randall at Homegrown at Win 98.5.
She She was wiping the sand off her long tan legs after diving to the ground. With sun beating off of her shoulders makes those freckles stand out. Looking so fine, don't mind that I stare at her long brown hair just blowing everywhere. She's a hot farm girl with a pink camel two-piece blowing my mind. And girl, you got me so high, no rainy song on the radio's ever gonna bring me down. One look at you's got me feeling so good, I'm never gonna leave this town. Sitting out in the woods with my shotgun, who knew seeing no deer could be so much fun. Girl, you got me so high, nothing in this world could ever bring me down. Bring me down, bring me down, bring me down. But after the beach, we got dressed up and we hit the town. With the missing me jeans and her yid boots making guys turn around. Well, knowing that she's going home with me doesn't bother me that they take a peek. She's a hot farm girl with a pearl button flannel blowing my mind. And girl, you got me so high, no rainy song on the radio's ever gonna bring me down. One look at you's got me feeling so good, I'm never gonna leave this town. Sitting out in the woods with my shotgun, and who said no deer could be so much fun. Girl, you got me so high, nothing in this world could ever bring me down. Bring me down, bring me down, bring me down. Can't bring me down, bring me down, can't bring me down. I can't imagine being with one else, girl, we were meant to be. No drug in the world can knock me on my butt like you do to me. Riding home in my truck with the windows up, driving through the mud, I hope that we get stuck. Girl, you got me so high, nothing in this world could ever bring me down. Bring me down, bring me down, bring me down. Bring me down, bring me down, can't bring me down.
Win 98.5, your country and homegrown with Brian Randall. So I like that song. Definitely almost has kind of a little bit of a Nashville feel to it. You go down to Nashville and do any songwriting?
I haven't yet. I joined the NSAI Songwriters Association a few months ago. And they once you're a member, you can go down there and sing at the Bluebird Cafe. Yep. And you can have the little mentor shops that they got down there. So we're planning on going down in June and make my first trip down there. I've never been.
Well, take your little notebook with you, because never know whenever you might be able to spawn out a hit with something
right,
like that.
Right, and just bring my book and just...
Hey, when you get to the Bluebird, I mean, I've got to go to the Bluebird. I got to sit in on a couple of those songwriting sessions, and it's just fantastic. The atmosphere in there and the people just willingly sharing ideas, and that's what country music is about. Really.
Oh, yeah.
So very cool. Like that tune. What else you going to play for me?
Another song. I just wrote this one a couple weeks ago. It was called Back to Me and You. So kind of along the lines of, you know, we're so busy with life, and I got kids, and my wife works away from home and stuff like that. So we're really torn in all these different directions, you know, and it's like it's time to stop for a minute and, you know, and just get back to just me and you, you know, like it used to be kind of thing. And so that's kind of what spawned this song here.
Very relatable tune, that's for sure.
Oh, yeah.
Brian Randall on Homegrown to Win 98.5.
Complain about the life they lead, how they barely even have a chance to breathe. Bills piling up and jobs going down. Don't know how the people in my hometown. Now time to tell you how I really feel, that my love for you is always real. Before I die, I tell you what I'm gonna do. It's get back to me and you. Get back to just me and you. Before the kids were born and the mortgage was due, hit a happy hour on Thursday night. Sleep till noon without a baby crying. No way in hell would I give it all back. Kissing your neck and I make you laugh. Tonight we're gonna drink a few and get back to me and you. Now the older we get, it's harder to be so fresh in love like we used to be. Girls growing up and we're slowing down. Can't remember the last time that we made love. A word pulling us in different directions. I light the candles to get your attention. Lean in close and whisper what I'm gonna do to get back to me and you. Get back to just me and you before the kids were born and the mortgage was due. Hit a happy hour on Thursday night. Sleep till noon without a baby crying. No way in hell would I give it all back and kiss in your neck and I make you laugh. Tonight we're gonna drink a few and get back to me and you. Looking at you now, I can see that beautiful girl that fell in love with me. Looking back, I just don't know why. So let's raise a glass and make a toast to the ones that we love the most and slow it down. Get back to just me and you before the kids were born and the mortgage was due. Hit a happy hour on Thursday night. Sleep till noon without a baby crying. No way in hell would I give it all back and kiss in your neck and I make you laugh. Tonight we're gonna drink a few and get back to me and you. Get back, yeah, get back.
Brian Randall on Homegrown at Win 98.5. Got any shows coming up around the area anytime soon?
Yeah, we'll be in Pawpaw at the Roadhouse on this Friday coming up, and then we'll be actually at the Warehouse in Battle Creek downtown. Next Friday, April 11th. So we're really looking forward to that one. It's got a great great stage, great venue. So looking to pack the house here in Battle Creek. So,
well, very cool. We hope you can do it, man. And thank you so much for coming in. Where can they get all the information at? Website, Facebook, any of that?
Yeah, everything. Just basically Google search Brian Randall Band. You're going to find something. So brianrandallband.com. We got a Facebook page. Just type in, again, Brian Randall Band. You'll find it. And the website's got all the schedule information. You can download our CD called Guys Night Out and right from there. So,
very cool.
Very cool.
Brian, thanks so much for coming
Thank
in.
You,
this
Cody.
Is what we do. And good luck on the upcoming shows. We'll see you in Battle Creek right
That's
here at
right.
the warehouse. Thanks for coming in. It's Homegrown on Win 98.5.